brief. I ain't gonna say it brief, but we're gonna talk about it though. Building God a house. And we can't live any kind of way building God a house, people. Ain't no wine old in God's house. Ain't no drunks in God's house. Ain't no fornicators in God's house. Ain't no adulterers in God's house. And there definitely ain't no liars in there. And what we're going to ask you to do, you need to build a house on the safety of your souls. Because it depends on where you're going to spend eternity. You can build a house and your foundation can be faulty if you want to. But I'm here to tell you, it won't stand. We're talking about building a solid foundation. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And he ain't accepting any and everything. In order to build God a house, you must be obedient. Because I heard Jesus say, my sheep, I hear my voice. And they'll follow me. If we can't follow Christ and obey the word of God, then we're not his sheep. The Bible tells me in 1 John, you're your father, the devil. But we're going to give you an opportunity to build a holy house. A house that will be able to stand against the trial of times. We're living in a serious time. Early this morning, and my phone was going off, I got a message how they had killed over about 200 of them injured, seriously, in France, and 80 dead. And they ain't looking for a whole lot of the 200 to live. It's turmoil all over the world. People, it's time to get your house together. Get it in order in the name of Jesus. If you want to be able to stand the test that's coming. And let me tell you something before I start now. Jesus is not the one to make people sick. Satan is. What Jesus do is give us a way out. Touch the body and bring us out of it. But from time to time, he lets Satan test us. Just like he did Job. He moved the fence from around him. Have you considered my servant Job? A right man have walked up before me. He tests us the same way. He moved that fence and let him touch you. And that's the most important thing in here, people, to be in God's house. Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You don't have the word of God, you can't have strong faith. And in the time that we're living in, your faith needs to be strong. It needs to be found in Jesus. There's no other place to have it, no other place. Give me Matthew 7. And 21. Y'all don't mind, we'll drink a little water every now and then.
Not everyone that saith unto me.
Y'all better listen to this closely. Talking to the church tonight.
Yes, sir.
To each one of us sitting in the pew, the word of God is talking.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, this is judgment. Judgment beginning in us. Mm-hmm. What is judging us, Ella? The word of God.
Yes.
Jesus said, you're either with me or you're against me. For we can't serve two masters. You cannot say you love God and love the world at the same time. You cannot say you love God and pattern yourself after the world at the same time. Got to be a difference between holy and unholy, clean and unclean. We're a peculiar people. We are the royal priesthood.
Yes,
got royal blood running through our veins. the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. What the book says?
Not everyone that saith unto me.
Not everyone that says unto me.
Lord, Lord.
Y'all hear this now. He's talking to us tonight. I said a lot of time down the road, it's going to be some preachers lost, some deacon lost, some usher lost, some choir member lost, some saints lost. Why? Because they won't come in line with the word of God. They're trying to walk in their own way, have their own self-righteous. You cannot have your own self-righteous and please God. It ain't going to work. What is that?
Shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
So he letting us know that sitting here tonight, not every one of us that say, Lord, Lord, we won't get in. You can't keep stumbling at the word of God. Hallelujah. Not only at the word. Young people, don't you know, God have commissioned these mothers to do a job. To teach you how to love your husband, love your wife, be chaste, to keep at home. Then they also command them how to let you know how you ought to dress modest, with shame faced. Teach them mothers. They might look like they can look straight through you, tell them anyhow. Why? Because if you don't tell them, their blood will be in your hand if they die in their sin. You don't want that. You can't be afraid of them. Lower your dress. Tell them. Cover up your bosom. Tell them. This will not be in God's kingdom. God's people, this is holy. Glory. We done played around long enough. It's time for the thunder of holiness to be rise up. We ain't lowering no standard. We're preaching the word. You're the one lowering the standard. Because you want to do what you want to do. God's going to get you though. What the book says.
But he that doeth the will of my Father.
Y'all hear that
is in
now.
Heaven.
You want to get there now, you got to do the will of the Father, which is in heaven. You ain't just got to obey the preacher. You got to obey the mother.
Right.
Now, you want to get into that. But you can't build a house disobeying them. I can guarantee you that. There's no way. You got to keep telling the same thing over and over and over. Even in a natural home, a little child, if he keep doing something, you keep hitting that hand. After a while, he ain't going to touch that no more. He might touch something else, but he ain't touching that. Somebody might need a spanking. Help them come in line with the word of God.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
Many will say in that day.
Many will say in that day.
Many will say to me in that day.
Y'all hear that now? This to the church.
Lord, Lord.
Lord, Lord.
Have we not prophesied in thy name?
Y'all hear that now, preacher?
Yes, sir.
Haven't we prophesied? This talking to the preacher, him. Haven't we prophesied in thy name?
And in thy name have cast out devils.
In thy name we have cast out devils.
And in thy name done many wonderful
works. And we done many wonderful works.
And then will I profess unto thee.
Then will I profess unto
thee.
I preachers.
Never knew you.
I never knew you.
Depart from
me. I don't want to hear that voice. That's why I must tell you the truth. And I won't back down off it. Why? Because the Bible is right. My life is depending upon it.
Yes.
My salvation depends upon it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Go. That's why I don't have nothing special for you young peoples. You got to get this thing just like we got it. You got to obey the word just like we obeyed. You got to have an honest heart just like we had one. That the Holy Ghost can come in. Then you'll stop doing all these funny things. Mother, you won't have to tell them to come out of them real high heels. The Holy Ghost, you'll constrain them to obey you. You won't have to keep telling them to push out over your cleaver where you can't see them bubbles. The Holy Ghost will constrain you to dress modest. I don't want no brother looking at my nakedness. I don't want them sitting in church committing fornication in their minds. I wish I had some of that. That's immoral thinking. You commit sin. Sending God church.
Yes, sir. Teach it, teach it.
See, the people in Augusta, they know me. They know how I preach and teach. I don't change. Too late now. I've had too much trouble in my life. And I don't know when God's going to come. And that be the end of it. So what are you doing, preacher? I'm running now. And I tell the people of Augusta, run with me. Don't slack up, run with me. Don't walk, run. Don't get a fast walk. Run. We ain't talking about speed walking. It's time to run. Make your calling and election sure.
Yes, sir.
You can't worry about your acquaintance. If your acquaintance ain't doing nothing to help you get eternal life, they're not your friend. And then we have a friend of the world, we're an enemy against God. You still can't get in. Y'all love me? The Bible says you gotta love me anyway. You ain't gotta be my friend. But you gotta love me. What it say?
And then when I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Now you see what he's calling us, preacher? Don't lower the standard.
Right.
Don't do it. You don't want to live holy, don't live it. But your reward and consequence is damnation in hell. There's not a forceful way. God came and gave us liberty.
Yes.
We're free.
Yes, sir.
We are not bound, we're free. But you can't do what you want to do, though. What is that?
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine.
Now, that's why it's so dangerous now. A profession, God with thy faith, it's a dangerous thing. I tell them down in the country, you just can't keep staying out of Bible class. And then come to church Sunday, like you got all that power. Where you get it from? If faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and you ain't got to hear the word, where do you get your power from? It ain't of God. That's why you can't stop backbiting. Can't stop criticizing. Can't stop looking out there at the world. And as long as you look out there, you can't be saved. Why you say that, preacher? Because Revelation 13 tells you, come out of here, my people. Don't be partakers of a sin. It's time to come out, saints.
Yes, sir.
Come out, young people. Don't be ashamed. Come out.
Yes,
it's later than what you think. I don't know the day or hour, but everything points toward his coming. My answer, come, Lord Jesus, come. Because I'm not worried. That's why I preach the truth. He sent me to do a job. I do exactly that. Preach the word. Young folk got to get it. I'm telling you now, like, we got it. You can't be up before people doing all kind of stuff out there in the world. And then want somebody to rejoice with you. God said, rejoice not in iniquity. You out there, I cannot rejoice with you. Judgment. We might not shout. You're going to have the truth tonight, though. What is that?
Therefore. Whosoever hears these sayings of mine.
Now, if you hear what this book is saying.
And doeth them.
And you do them.
I will liken him unto a wise man.
Now, y'all listen to this. I liken unto him as a wise man.
Which built his house upon a rock.
Which built his house upon a rock.
Yes, sir. And the rain descended.
Here come trouble. Young people, you might not be having a whole lot of trouble now, but live a little bit longer. And if you keep obeying, disobeying God, his wrath is coming. Hallelujah to God. My Bible tells me men won't get the just recompense of reward till the day they end in the hell. That's the wrong place to get it. If you're going to straighten up right now. Train up by the blood running warm in your vein. Don't let this world steal your crown.
No, sir.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on, saints.
Yes.
Hold on. Just a little while longer.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everything gonna be all right. When we see Jesus coming in the clouds, what you talking about? What the book says?
And the rain descended.
The rain descended.
And the floods came.
That's what's going on, Mother.
Yes.
That's what I was telling Mother Annie V. It's raining now. Yeah. Not only is it raining in your life, it's storming.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. And I'm going to show you why in a few minutes. What the book said.
And the winds blew.
The wind blew.
And beat upon that house.
Y'all hear that, young people? Now, he letting you know what's going to come right now. He letting you know the rain coming in your life, the wind coming in your life. He letting you know it's going to beat up against that house.
Yeah.
You better be on a firm foundation.
Yeah.
What it said.
And it fell not.
See, you obey the word of God. Now, he's telling us your house ain't going to fall.
Right.
He said it fell not.
Right.
Ain't no man able to pluck a saint out of God's hand. Nobody.
Right.
Once saved, the Bible said, the Holy Ghost come to seal us until the day of redemption. Ain't no such thing in losing no Holy Ghost. You ain't never had it if you lost it. What it said?
For it was founded upon a rock.
Y'all hear it? Y'all tell me, who is that rock?
Jesus Christ.
Y'all must don't know his name. Who is that rock?
Jesus.
Now, he let you know that house really gave it a stand is found upon that rock, Jesus. He is the rock of our salvation.
Yes, sir.
He is our shelter in the storm. He is the way maker.
Yes.
What you talking about? What the book said.
And everyone.
Everyone.
That hear these sayings of mine.
If you hear these sayings of mine.
And doeth them not.
Y'all hear that now, young people. Old folk too. Because some of them won't act young too. 60 and 70 years old, got on a tight skirt. Don't want to be no mother. Ain't ready for that yet. I'm a sister now. That's just like a young person. They ain't going to stay no 2 years old their whole life. They're going to grow and mature. So why you don't want to be no mother and you know you're 50? Come on.
And everyone that hear these sayings of mine.
Everyone that hear these sayings of mine.
And doeth them not.
And doeth them not.
Shall be likened unto a foolish man.
Y'all hear that now? Shall be likened unto a foolish man.
Which built his house upon the sand.
Y'all know good and well. If you, I know y'all go to the beach. Some of y'all be taking a vacation and go to the beach. You rather spend all your vacation time at the beach than say 2 days for the General Assembly. Serving the creature more than the creator. If you ain't careful, you won't make it. Because all your trusting is out there. What?
And the rain descended.
Rain descended?
And the floods came.
And they ain't letting you know what's going to happen to you now if you don't build it on the word of God and Jesus. And the floods came.
And the wind blew.
And the wind blew.
And beat upon that house.
Beat upon that house.
And it fell.
And it fell.
And great was the fall of it.
That's why so many falling by the wayside. Because they didn't build a house on a solid foundation. Every time you look around, somebody gone. But Peter already done prophesied of it. Before the great and noble day of the Lord come, many shall fall away. Don't feel bad when the Bible class ain't got but 9 in it and you got a full house on Sunday. Don't feel bad. I tell them down the road, I'm used to Cockham where there ain't but 7 people in the church. So I preach just like I'm preaching now too. And teach just like I'm teaching right now. I didn't change. Because it ain't about the crowd. Lord told me if I be faithful over that few, then I'm going to make you ruler over many. I'm waiting on Jesus. I'm not worried about you. I'm waiting on Jesus. You can come and go if you want to. There's not a forceful way. You got to have a willing mind. I want to be saved.
Yes, sir.
I need you, Lord.
Yes.
I done tried on my own.
Yes, sir.
And I see where it didn't get me nowhere.
Right.
Now I'm turning my life over to you.
Right.
I want you to be the captain of my soul. I want you to lead and guide me in all righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We need Jesus. Yes, yes. Matthew 24, 27. We ain't got long.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east.
As the lightning cometh out of the east.
And shineth even unto the west.
Yes.
So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yes.
For wheresoever the carcass is.
Yes.
There will the eagles be gathered together.
What did he say?
Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark. And the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
Now don't wait to that time, because it's too late then.
Yeah.
Then you'll be one of those standing without, knocking, like the 5 foolish virgins. Yeah. People, don't you know, when we disobey the gospel, when we disobey our mothers, young people, young women, that little oil that you have in your vessel is draining.
Yeah.
What draining it? Disobedience. The Bible says, disobedient child shall not live out all his days. You won't live out all your days. Some of us think because we're young, we're going to live a long time. Young folk dying too.
Yes.
Look like we're getting older. Might have to hop every now and then, but we still him. James. One. Now when that wind begin to blow, saints, when the rain begin to fall, now here's what I want you to do. Don't ask God why. Why this happened to me? Why that? Obey this right here. What we finna read?
Yes, sir.
See when they bring you out. What it said?
James 1 and 1.
1 2.
1 and 2. My brethren.
My brethren.
Count it all joy.
And sister. I want you to count it all joy.
When you fall into divers temptation.
Every trial that come upon you.
Yes, sir.
I heard the sister testimony today.
Yes.
That's some of your every trial. Hold on. Stand still. You don't have to worry about it. God got your back. You just stand still. What it said?
Knowing this. That the trying of your faith worketh patience.
What we are going through, it worketh patience.
Yes, sir.
I thank God.
Yeah.
For the trying of my faith. Not only have it worked patience, but it built up my trust in Jesus. It gave me a greater hope. Oh, yes, it did. Hallelujah to God. What the book says.
But let patience have her perfect
work. Let patience have her perfect work.
That ye may be perfect.
You got to be patient when you're going through your suffering.
Yes, sir.
We're living in a time now where everybody wants God to be spontaneous. And if he ain't spontaneous, we seek our own help then. Yeah. We won't wait on him. But the Bible said, wait. What?
That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
What?
If any of you lack wisdom,
yes.
Let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally,
yes.
And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
Look here, saints. I'm getting ready to go in, too. When we go through our suffering, many of us is stepping into the fire. You stepped into the fire. I stepped into the fire. We must believe at the Hebrew brothers that God is with us.
Yes, sir.
He's able,
yes,
to bring us out. Mm-hmm. Nobody can help us like God can. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody going through the storm right now. Yeah. But if you put your trust in Jesus, he'll be there with you. Yeah. I had my Jesus. If you obey my will, keep my commandment, whatsoever you ask of me, it shall be done. Yeah. When I had that mountain in my life, I began to pray to Jesus. I had the church to pray to God. My God, he moved that mountain.
Yes.
I didn't have to climb that mountain.
Yes,
yeah. Sometimes when we pray to God, you don't have to keep praying. God said, I've already answered your prayer while you were yet praying. Yeah. All you got to do, go down on your knees. Hallelujah to God. When trouble come in your life, some people, don't call on your friends. Call Jesus. Call Jesus. You can't call on your mother and father. Call Jesus. He can bring you out. He can bring you out. He'll be your shepherd in the time of the storm you're in. Yeah. He'll be the rod of your salvation. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so glad I found Jesus. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. I found him for myself. When I was young, living across the street, they forced us to come. You ain't staying in this house. When I leave, everybody leaves. Hallelujah to God. They kept coming. Born in the church. Baptized in 1958. I kept coming. I kept saying to myself, when I get 16, you ain't gonna make me go to church no more. I ain't taking no whooping no more. Hallelujah to God. My father told me, ain't but one king in this house, and that's me. You need to get your stuff together and leave here. Yeah, 16 years old, I got my stuff together. Went on out there in that world. Yeah, but wow, after a while, 8 years later, Landon Cobb General, OD'd on Heron. Yeah, I know if I'd have left him, hell would have been my portion. Yeah, but I had some grandmothers. Oh, yes, I did. When I come out of the coma, Mother Alice Edwards, Mother Henderson, Mother Shaw, my Aunt Clara and my mother was standing over the bed looking at me. I woke up hollering, she asked me what's wrong. I told him I seen myself literally burning in hell. Yeah, my mother told me, God wants you to change. If you keep going like you're going, that's where you're going to be. Hallelujah to God. I stepped out.
Yes, sir.
When 1976, I gave God my life. Yeah, not one time have I looked back on that. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. His spirit is controlling me. Yeah, yeah. You need the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Hallelujah to God. Get the Holy Ghost. Do all in your power, young people. Get the Holy Ghost before you go off to college. Hallelujah to God. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't have this constraint. You don't have nothing to keep you. Every now and then, you think on what your mother taught you, but you ain't got nothing to hold it. Hallelujah to God. I thought on all the goodness that my mother and father had given me. It didn't help me. Many times they locked me in a room and caught a slash in the door and fed me. Let me get sick, shaking for weeks, cleaning me out. 2 months later, I didn't have nothing in me to keep me from going back to the old same friend. I was back in the same problem. Yes, I was. Just like old Lee. Young people, you gotta meet Jesus. You gotta meet Jesus. You gotta meet him for yourself. Mother can't help you. Father can't help you. You gotta get it for yourself. Yeah. Yeah. When God calls your name, Father can't answer for you. Mother can't answer for you. You gotta give an account of a deed that you have done in your body. Hallelujah to God. Quit looking at the world. When you stop looking at the world, you'll come out of the old tight skirts. Well, the electricity will draw them to your body. And Ella Robin will walk by you. I can see your underclothes. That is not modest. And God is not pleased with it. You got to quit following that word. Ain't nothing wrong with it if you're going to put on a slip. Some say, preacher, you ain't got nobody to talk about that. The mother talk about it, you want to obey them now. If you keep dressing that way, you'll never come into the full knowledge of God. You'll never get the Holy Ghost. Why? Because of disobedience. We'll preach our heart out. You'll keep going in the same direction. You won't make no change. You're lost. If you don't have God's spirit dwelling in your body, you ain't got to wait the judgment day. He that had not the spirit of God is none of him. You already lost. Sometimes you have to cut a tree down and let it make new sprouts. like I do my catamaran every year. Cut them all the way down. Now I can't even reach the top of them. That's how God has to do us. Every now and then, he has to prune us that we can bring forth more fruit. One thing about it, he can't prune you if you continue in sin, because you are the devil. And after a while, you ought to take notice of the fig tree. Hallelujah to God. My Jesus walked up on it. Wasn't no fruit on it. Why the tree is barren? Yeah. My Jesus crushed the tree. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. We're the same way. If we don't bring forth no fruit, you let me come lukewarm. After a while, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Don't let it happen. If you keep disobeying the word of God, God will let Satan come along. The Bible says, blind your mind. You'll believe a lie rather than the truth. You got a problem. You got a problem. I don't care how hard you preach. When the mind been blind by God, been sealed with a heart of iron, it's finished. Our chance is right now. Your hope is right now. To live holy is right now. Hallelujah to God. If you know you're not walking in his will, get yourself in line with the word. What done happened, preacher? That's enough, son. We done went so long. Some of us doing our own thing, living like we want to live. Then when the word of God come forth and try to put us in line, we get upset with God. We blame it on the preacher. Always at me. Why won't he leave me alone? Oh, my Jesus, say my words will not go out in void. Wheresoever I listen to them, that's where they'll go. If the word touch your heart, touch your mind, straighten up. Straighten up. Don't keep going in the same direction. Straighten up. Don't you know how conscious is our first warning sign? Obey God. My mother taught us at a young age, learn to obey the quiet spirit of God. Hallelujah to God. When you learn to obey that spirit, many times when you would get in trouble, you won't get in it. Why? You're obeying God. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Yeah. He's all right. We got to learn. Give God praise. Yes, all these people's here tonight. It ought to be a tumbling noise. Yeah, we ought to holler so loud. The world can hear us on the outside. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give God some praise. Get on your feet. Give God some praise. Glory, glory, glory.